Well, Swamp, January's here.
New year, same time, but new year.
I guess. First program of the year for the homegrown music right here on WGEL.
We're still here?
We're still at it.
Yay.
WGEL presents homegrown music. Tell us about what you got, something picked out to start this new year with, and it's a dandy fiddle tune, but where'd it come from?
Well, I think so. Once again, it's from one of my favorite all-time guys, musicians, John Hartford. And this particular track comes from the movie Oh Brother, which I've only seen about 30,000 times, I think, maybe. So,
well,
I think it's one of my favorites. And if you remember the scene, if you're an Oh Brother fan, very end, they finally catch Babyface Nelson. They're parading him out of town. And they got the two village idiots walking around, but the music's actually played by John Hartford and some guys from his band. So,
and John actually has some real connections for Bond County and Greenville. And
well, more or less Illinois. He used to play around different places, smaller places. Right before he went to Nashville, he went to Champaign, and he was a disc jockey at a small place in Clinton, Illinois. And from what I read about him, he said, well, I might as well go to Nashville and starve. I'm starving up here, so but it might be more interesting down there. So I think he left about 1964, along in there sometime. But and Nashville was pretty good for him. He did okay. So
yeah,
good idea, I guess, for him.
Yeah, and he made it to the movie town. And
Yeah, and then the Smothers Brothers and Glenn Campbell were in his future then, too. So
Yeah.
Did right well for himself.
But. Well, here we go with some fiddle, right?
Yeah, this is John fiddling, and in the movie, there's a couple other guys pretend they're doing it, but
it's really him.
But it's John, yeah. So here you go. Isn't that a pretty song, John?
Yes, it is. Can't hardly miss with a good fiddle tune.
I don't think
start
so.
Start things off. 2019 and a fiddling around right here on the radio.
Hey.
What next, Swamp? What do you got? What do you got coming
up?
Well,
I'll tell you what. Last show we did, I believe, featured a guy named Joel Mavis. And this is what kind of was like a segue for me. He did a song. I'm trying to think what the name it was, but something like the Dixie Flyer or something. I said, no, it's called the Rock Island Rocket. And that was kind of had a little hooping in that one, too. So that's what made me think about John. And I'd like to kind of showcase his skills on the banjo on this one. And he's a fine guitar player and plays other things, too. This has got a weird name. It's called a Waxahachie Breakdown, which sounds sort of south of the border there or something, I guess. We can play it and see what you think of it.
All right.
It's pretty cool banjo playing on here.
All right, let's do it. Some cool banjo playing right now on homegrown music right here, WGEL. Thank you. That was some good stuff.
What do you think about that? Whoa.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, yeah, I did fine picking that.
Don't get your goozle going. Nothing will, right?
You don't have a goozler for that, don't you?
Technically augmented there.
Yeah, man. Wow.
That's all something. Right. What do we got coming up next?
Well, there's some guys. I think you kind of like these guys. They're from Champaign area years ago in the early 60s. In fact, they rubbed shoulders with Hartford, so there's kind of connection there. This track doesn't have Hartford on it. I've got a few that does. It's the Bray Brothers. They went by you like the name, Bluegrass Gentleman was their fancy name.
Uh-huh.
But they were all known as Bray Brothers around Champaign. Three brothers played mandolin, banjo, and bass. Usually got a guitar player and a singer that would help them out. But here's an old one called Bluegrass Breakdown that was written by Bill Monroe. And listen, the thing that kind of... I thought of this, his last tune had some good mandolin playing on it, and this guy was one of the best guys that ever came from this area up around Champaign there, and went on to some fame and fortune. He actually died pretty young. He died in 1970, I believe it was, and not a very old guy, probably still in his 20s maybe. So, but anyway, Hartford kind of tried to promote him even after his death. He put an album out, which they did a local radio show. I think that's the connection with Hartford back then in Clinton, Illinois. And it was WHOW. WHOW. Uncle Johnny Barton was the guy's, was the main guy up there. And Hartford worked for them for a while. I think that's how I met up with these guys. But so it was pretty good for the country music, bluegrass people, whatever you want to call it, hillbilly. Pretty good for that kind of music right then. So.
Well... You ready to turn it on here?
Yeah, yeah, see what he does here. This is Nate Berry on the mandolin.
Here we go. Swamp. Hey. Tell us who that was again.
Ooh, that was Nate Bray playing the mandolin.
Wow.
Pretty tough. That was a Bill Monroe written song. And Nate playing the mandolin, his brother Harley on the banjo. Kind of inaudible, you had a brother named Francis played the bass. And I think guitar player was a guy named Red Cravens, who used to play with him. So I'll tell you what, while we're on this, John, let's do another one by them.
Okay.
I won't tell you the name of this, but I think you'll catch what it's called when we hear it.
All right. Which cut should we cut to here?
Let's go to number 7 on here. See if you can catch what they're doing.
Man, it's good to hear one of those tunes here.
It's either
the
middle
of
behind
January
or
here. Yeah,
he's a little behind or
a little
way
ahead.
Depends on how you look at it. So, I don't know.
Christmas 19. Here we go.
Greetings for 2019.
Yeah.
Christmas.
Swamp. Wow. Here comes some good old boys from Greenville. We all know well.
Sure do. Some guys I played with back in the early 80s, and they're still out running around and playing around the country.
I saw them do some live things a couple of weekends ago over in Pocahontas. Jeff was out there singing and making those good sounds.
For sure. It's the Chapman Brothers we're talking about.
Yeah, and what's this song coming up? It's Charlie Daniels.
Daniels wrote the song. They've been playing this for a long time. It's a crowd favorite. It's called Trudy. And you'll find out why it's called Trudy.
Okay. Yeah.
feeling seven cars tonight. Selling a 1,110,000. I was looking in chips like Grant took Richmond. Big John Lee comes strolling in. He raked off the table like a 707. Pretty soon he done won all of my bread. I kissed him a cheek and it went for his pistol. Grab a chair and it went upside his head. Five women on the floor, the doctor was whip, whip. The bullets flying inside of his trail. But it took half the cops and down his family. Go on, kill his boy in jail.
Yeah, Trudy. I understand.
Yeah. See where I got the name from. So.
Yeah, yeah. Chapman Brothers. Always Chapman. Good stuff.
Yeah, man. Always good.
All right. Swamp, this next guy has got some real interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We had him, I think, on the last show when he was singing a song called I Won't Dance.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting piece. I thought I'd highlight some of his instrumental. He's got one instrumental on this CD. He's a pretty good picker, like a finger picker, so I thought I'd show that side of him. And this is called Strolling.
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 And his name is, again?
Strolling, Michael Zanger.
Michael Zanger, and he's strolling. Here we go,
strolling. He's strolling for you. Thank you.
controls right along there and did a fantastic job.
Nice job there, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Glad you brought that in.
We'll get him to sing some more stuff in the future there.
All right. Swamp, next up, new guy.
Oh, yeah. New guy that I've known quite a few years. Fellow I met back in early, mid-70s, probably 73 or 4, actually. Kind of got me going with a bluegrass deal. He's a real good banjo player. And over the years, he's kind of branched out in a few other things. And this is a little folkier, this song. The guy I'm talking about is David Johnson. Anyway, he's living down around Nashville these days. He's been down there for a few years. And like I say, this one's a little on the folky side. But anyway, I think it's a good song. It's called Hopes and Dreams.
I heard a voice calling out of the dark. He was speaking to me. Why don't you come and see? So I opened my eyes to get a good look. And what I saw was all that it took. I walked down streets I'd been before. Familiar faces behind closed doors. Made me sad, a little depressed. But it made me glad, I'm like all the rest. I grabbed my guitar, I grabbed my pack. I hugged my mom and said, I'll be back. Don't worry about me, I'll be just fine. I'm going to Wolf Trap to hear John Prine. Redhead told me he's the new Dylan. He sang stories of just how I was feeling. The music ain't pretty and the voice is rough, but his words are gold and that's more than enough. I grabbed my guitar, I grabbed my pack, I hugged my mom and said, I'll be back. Don't worry about me, I'll be just fine. I'm going to Wolf Trap to hear John Prine. So I had to go. I was on a mission to see the man who rides with 20/20 vision. Now I'm glad I went, I'm glad I listened. I learned to see things that I'd been missing. So grab your guitar, grab your pack, hug your mom and tell her you'll be back. And if she is worried, tell her you'll be fine. You're going down the Wolf Trap to hear John Prine. So grab your guitar, grab your pack, hug your mom and tell her you'll be back. And if she's worried, just tell her you'll be fine. You're going down the Wolf Trap to hear John Prine.
Hopes and Dreams, Swamp.
Hopes and Dreams.
Good tune.
It's got a nice song, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's my buddy David Johnson.
All right, David.
He gets real particular about it. You have to call him David. He doesn't like to be called Dave, so Dave, I won't call you. I'm going to call you David. So
call him David.
Don't call him Dave.
Here we go. Well, Swamp, we'll do another one.
Yeah, that's my buddy David Johnson. I forgot to mention a while ago, him and his wife showed up and did a songwriter's showcase. Oh, been a few years back now at the Globe Theater. And
sun is up, sky is blue, life is good. meet you. Birds are singing, pure and true. I know their song, 'cause I've got you. I've got you, darling, I've got you. Life's good, 'cause I've got you. The redbud tree, the dogwood too. I can see the beauty, 'cause I've got you. Like a quiet breeze, unseen but true. I know love, 'cause I've got you. I've got you, darling, I've got you. Life's good, 'cause I've got you. What would I do if not for you? Would my day turn to night? I'd be lost, I could not see. For you're my life, you're my life. When I'm down, feeling blue, it'll be alright, 'cause I've got you. The rains will come, storm will too. I can wait it out, 'cause I've got you. I've got you, darling, I've got you. It'll be alright, 'cause I've got you. I've got you, darling, I've got you.
Hey, John, that was another one by my buddy David Johnson, who's residing in Mount Juliet, Tennessee, down there. And it's called I Got You. I think it's a very pretty song. And I think I know who he's singing about it. I hope I know who he's singing about. I think his wife, Melody, and kind of his feelings for her, I think. So very nice song, pretty song.
Swamp got some Dale up here next.
Yep, Dale Handyburger, and it's one off his album called It's About Time. It was a couple years ago, I think, and playing slide guitar, and here's Jerry Chapman to you. So.
Okay. Thank you. Let's do a little Mark Dvorak here.
Yeah, Mark Dvorak. Yeah. Haven't seen him much lately. Craig and I played with him a little bit through the years. And like to get him in for a live show here one of these days.
Yeah.
Be nice.
Bring him in the studio and we'll do some live picking here.
That'd be cool. This is called What God Bless the Open Road in You, I think.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. Let's listen to it.
All right.
The morning sun and this quiet day just begun. God bless the place I'm going to. This morning you were on my mind, and God bless those happy times. God bless the open road and you.
God bless those hills and trees and the rustling of autumn leaves. I remember how it felt when love was new, how the years have passed since those days, since we went our separate ways. God bless the open road.
Your memory, no matter where I go, it seems to find me. Guitar strings and all the songs I've learned to sing. They've paid my bills since I was 22. And I think of you most every night, up on the stage beneath the light. God bless the open road and you. God bless the open road and you.
Okay, that was Mark. Say that last name.
Dvorak, yeah.
Yeah.
The only Dvorak you ever heard of much was a classical composer that
Is that true?
He was years ago, and then Mark was like the second guy I ever heard named Mark, or named Dvorak, so.
And he's
plenty
a
of people named Mark, but not too many Dvoraks.
Yeah, okay, right, absolutely. Too many Marks,
okay,
not enough Dvoraks.
That's right.
You know these guys.
Yep, he used to play with these guys back in the late 70s, and this song written by Charlie Schaefer, who's almost a Bond County guy. I think he's living over the line up around Panama these days, so. I don't think he's hiding out from anybody. I don't know. Who knows?
Half the time he's in Bond County, half the time he's in Montgomery County.
Yeah, Montgomery and you know, slipping around there.
At the same time, he could be in both counties.
Yeah, I think you'd, theoretically you could do that, I guess, if you want to. It's a song that Charlie wrote called Pretty Women. It's off the only Izzy CD out there.
So,
as someone you say, they're rare as hen's teeth, I think.
I bet. No. People are hoarding them.
Maybe they're hoarding them.
Pretty women. Yes, sir. Good old Izzy.
Izzy. We tried anyway.
Yeah.
Who knows? We might make a comeback.
Could be. Could make a comeback. Yeah.
That's what everybody's waiting for.
It's a big comeback. Well, you know what, Swamp? When we first started this program last summer, we did a little live picking and playing right here and singing in the studio, and it was so doggone good. It just kicked off our first program. It's about we got about 10 minutes of that picked out here for us, and we're going to do it. We're going to play it again starting right now, recorded right here live at the WGEL studio. Swamp, let's get going this week with introduce these guys.
We do. The guy we're kind of featuring this evening is calls himself Ramblin' Randall. He comes down from around the Huey area, I think, down there.
South
Carolina down there.
Yeah, Huey sounds right. Yes, Oil Fields of Huey.
Well, everybody's stinking rich down there, pretty much. I think,
yeah, too, exactly, with that down that there. Oil price is going up like
They're stinking anyway. I don't know how
rich
they are.
No, but,
anyway. We got Randall Hamill right there, and he's got dobro, and he's going to sing and play, and you got a harmonica.
You're
going to play harmonica?
We're going to have it all right here.
You betcha.
We got a banjo man.
Multi-talented crew here. The banjo man sitting next to him. What was your name again? Oh, yeah, Craig Blumberger. We call him Bo. Some of his buddies call him Bo's or Bozo. So that's Craig. So we'll call him Craig, though.
Just call him Craig.
We'll call him Craig. So. Yeah. He's going to play the banjo, and he's going to sing and some of his songs.
And you got your guitar.
I got a guitar. We're going to see what we can do here.
Let's hit it. Let's see what goes on.
Let's do it.
You guys do it. Hey. Started right
there.
All
ready to go bear hunting with a switch.
Get that bear and get that switch.
Tell us what we're listening to.
We're going to listen to Bury Me Beneath the Willows, an old Carter family song that made them famous back in 1932.
All right. Way back.
She will know where I am. Guardian G.
All but one string. We got four.
You ready? From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the green old Smoky Mountains to the Southland offshore, she's mighty tall and handsome and known quite well by all. She's a regular combination on the Wombat and a ball. Now listen to the jingle, rumble, and the roll as she glides along the woodland and hidden by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear lonesome bullet call. You're traveling through the jungle on a Wombat and a ball. Hear a wave low. People often say, from New York to St. Louis and Utah by the way, from the hills of Minnesota where the rippling water falls, no changes can be taken on the Wombat Cannonball. Now listen to the jingle, rumble, and roar. She guides along the woodland to the hill by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, hear the lonesome bull call. You're traveling through the jungle on the Wombat Cannonball.
So I'm going to wind up with somebody we all know here tonight.
Yep, his old buddy, good old buddy Craig Baumberger there. Some people call him Bose. And I think this is Craig's Happy New Year wish to everybody here. And
wow.
Stands for me, too. So.
Okay, ready to go?
Sounds good.
Here we go.
Politicians in Washington still want to drop goes to the wise, and it don't always go to the strong. Make me wonder why all the tears we cry can't stop the death and dying in a happy new year. May your north be true. May you fill those shoes. May you lose those blues in a happy new year. Open up your eyes on a watercolor sky. Take a wing and fly in a happy new year. May you find a friend, will not break or bend. Stay until the end in a happy new year. May you find a star, bright and shining star.
And thanks for listening to our January Homegrown Music Program.